Media. Good evening. As you're seated, make sure you say hi to somebody beside you. Welcome them. If you don't know who they are, tell them who you are, where you're from, your bank account numbers, and all that good stuff. Welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. If this is your first time here, it's good to see you. We're glad that you're here tonight. If you're here and you don't have a home church and you're just, you know, you're scouting and you're wondering what's going on, we go back to the Welcome Center. We have some information for you back there, or you can hit the QR code and we'll get you some information there as well. We just thank you that you came out on a beautiful Sunday night. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, and if you have a prayer request too, I don't know that we have any cards out here yet for tonight, but if you have a prayer request, we pray first here at Only Believe. And so, like, if you're on your way out to the Welcome Center and, man, you really need prayer for something, just grab a card, fill it out, because we pray for every prayer request that comes in this house. And God answers prayer. Come on, He answered. How many prayers in here has He answered for you? Can I see some hands? Come on. Absolutely. He's alive, He's well, and He answers prayers. Amen. And we love to hear about the praise reports as well, because that builds faith for other people to get their prayers answered well. Because, man, if He'll do it for David Hewitt, my Lord, He'll do it for anybody. Come on. Amen. Right? And He will. That's who He is. So fill them out for us, and let's see what God will do on your behalf. Amen. Now, we don't do any tithe tonight at all. So if you have any offerings, you're going to save those for the end of the service. And we're going to take up an offering for our special speaker, because, hallelujah, He is worthy of His hire. And I'll tell you, when He prays and prophesies, I mean, you know, today, just Brother Lloyd Bustard, he's so unique because, you know, he's a prophet. And so instead of wanting to go out to eat and just talk and laugh, he said, I want to go back to my hotel room and I want to pray and study. That's what I want to do for tonight. That's the kind of people that we bring in this house. He cares for you. He wants to hear God for you instead of go out with little old us and talk. Amen. And we're so happy that He does that. And He wants to do that because He cares for you. And He wants God to see what He can do for you. And He wants you changed. He doesn't want to see you the same. So He sacrifices for us, just like Jesus did. And so that's why we love Him and we have Him here. He is a fantastic prophet. And I'll tell you what, when He says something, man, it happens. It's phenomenal. The gift that He has, we're talking about it on the way back to the hotel. I'm like, man, you know, I've had a couple of those things, like this morning with the name and everything. That's like, wow, and now I know how Brother Lloyd feels when that happens. And it happens all the time. And he said it doesn't ever get old when God uses him like that. It's beautiful. And I know He's going to use him tonight that way as well. And did you come, though, expecting something? Did you come expecting something tonight? Amen. I came, and I thank God the Holy Spirit is already here. He's already moving. And God is going to do some great things tonight. You believe that? All right, hallelujah. I believe it, and I'm expecting. So we want to give the prophet as much time as he needs tonight. So Brother Lloyd, if you'll come on up tonight, and come on, somebody, give him a round of applause. Thank God that he's here in the house. Amen. And we'll see what God is going to do.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. You know, you're blessed. You're blessed to have one another, right? You're blessed. You know, and as you know, I've been in the ministry for more than four decades, and I've seen a lot, and been there and done that, and, you know, all that stuff, right? It is so special to be in a church like this. Because Only Believe is the real thing. You know, and a church is not bricks or concrete, it's people. And this is one of the sweetest, kindest, most respectful churches that love God, that love His people. And it's starts from the foundation when Pastor Pete started this, and him and his beautiful wife. And it just continues that legacy of just staying in love with Jesus. You believe that? Amen. Okay, who's ready for God tonight? See, some of you way back there, you may miss God here because, you know, the prophet may not see you. You just may miss. So I don't know, if I were you, I'd probably be scooting up a little closer. I'm just going to let you make that decision. I think we got a few books left, I thought. And so I'll be back there tonight. One of the most profound chapters I think I wrote is called Becoming Geneva. That's just is something that the Lord gave me. Blessed are the peacemakers. And so make sure you pick up the books. Where did my water go? Can I... Thank you, Pastor.
Absolutely.
You can just put it right there.
Sure.
Who hasn't got a book? You little cheapskate, why didn't you get one? I'm not giving you one. Didn't expect that from little old me, did you? Who hasn't got a book? Nobody raised their hand. Oh, that's not the right question. The right question is, who wants one? Huh? Who wants one? There you go. There you go. There you go. Now, you better read it, too. Okay. If you want, I'll sign it after church, too. Oh, I love this verse, Hebrews 11 and 8. Hebrews 11 and 8. Anybody working that? No, that's fine.
There you go.
Look at that. Read it out loud, would you please? Yep. Okay, let's try unison now. But boy, that is a powerful verse. And I was wondering if I had an envelope. Did anybody bring your envelope tonight? Who's got it? Everybody, I'm serious. This is a real something. It's a real act of faith. You've got to have an envelope. It's not for an offering. It's for your faith. So, you know, if you got an extra one, if you got, who's got a whole packet? I heard somebody. Can I have one?
Well, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good too. I thought you bought one. All right, are you gonna give some envelopes away? Okay, if you don't, well, stand up. Okay, if anybody doesn't have an envelope, go to her. She's going to give you one. Yeah, get one. You say, why? Because I'm going to teach you tonight. And the title is Push the Envelope. Tell your neighbor, push the envelope. Come out of your comfort zone. Push it. Challenge yourself. This is actually a chapter writing in my new book. But it's so stirring in my spirit. I said, God, you want me to preach this. Because only believe is being set up for such a glorious, glorious blessings. And I will tell you something. I was praying today and I said, God, I don't want to say the wrong thing. He said, well, say the right thing. I said, okay. But I will tell you something. Treat this church sacred. Treat it sacred. And be renewed in your mind. Because God is doing a new thing. Amen? And you are blessed with these beautiful pastors. Pastor Nicole and Randy. I mean that you can't. Listen, folks, I've been around the bend. These are the best of the best. The best of the best. They're the real thing. They're moral. They've got character. They got integrity. They're spiritual. They live this. You don't have to worry about them. This is the real thing here. And I'll tell you something. That means more than having the biggest show on CBS. Amen? And what I want to do is propel you tonight of what Pastor Randy and Pastor Nicole have been preaching here and speak. Because when Pastor Randy, when we get in the car and he was driving me back to my hotel, he said, "That's so incredible." He said, "I was talking about Sarah last week." I didn't know that. I don't make these stuff up. And we have seven Sarahs represent. Hello. I think it went dead on me for a moment. But you say, "Well, what does that represent, seven Sarahs?" Well, at the appointed time, God said, "I'm going to return, and Sarah's going to conceive. I'm going to have a son." And seven is that perfect number. So why would God reveal that to me at Only Believe? Well, there's seven Sarahs here this morning. And God was saying, at the time appointed, and Sarah represents the new miracles being birthed. And I'm just here to tell you, as a prophet of God, get ready. Get ready. And start expanding your faith and believe in God like you've never believed before. Okay? So we looked at that verse. Y'all weren't ready? We looked at that verse, right? And first thing I wanna say is that faith is not given to preserve you. It's given to propel you. And I want this to sink in. Okay? It's not given to preserve you. It's given to propel you. Have you noticed that we all love the idea of faith until it asks us to move? Huh? Sure, you've noticed that, haven't you? We like the idea of faith until it asks us to move. We love the sound of destiny until it says, "Start packing boxes." But here's the thing. That's when you discover that faith is not just a belief system. It's a movement system. By faith, Abraham moved in faith and followed God, not knowing where he was going. So I'm talking about prophetically to only believe. I'm not talking about you. So, "Oh, that's the will of God. I'm supposed to go to another church." No, that's not what I'm here. No. The whole thing is about sticking together here and going from glory to glory and faith to faith and strength to strength. Amen? But what I'm talking about is pushing the envelope. And you're going to see what I'm talking about, what God revealed to me in a few moments. To push the envelope. What does that mean? It's an expression. It's a phrase. Hold your envelope. Keep it close to you. Because, see, what I really want to happen to you tonight, I want you to catch something. I want you to get so inspired with your faith. And I want you just to kind of bond with that envelope. I want you to bond with it. I want this to be a night that propels your faith. And that envelope is going to be the object lesson. And maybe I won't be a bit surprised if the Holy Ghost doesn't start speaking to you about and reminding you what you've been believing for. And if you've got room, you might want to take your pen and you just might want to start writing some things down. And hopefully you'll leave with this envelope and you'll frame it or put it somewhere on your fridge and just remember that from here on out, it's all about pushing the envelope. Because to push the envelope means to test the limits of what's been done before. Do you know that pushing the envelope, that is actually a phrase that's borrowed from aviation? It's called the flight envelope. It describes the limits, the speed, the altitude, and the load that a plane can handle. And so when pilots are testing a new aircraft, they're taking it up to push the envelope. They're flying beyond the tested boundaries to discover what's possible. I ain't making no sense here, am I? That's what faith does. But here's the other thing. I want you to look at that faith, that envelope right now. And I want you to remember what I'm saying. Faith does not live inside the envelope. It lives sent. Did you hear what I just said? See, I hope you remember that. Faith is not given to you to live inside the envelope. Faith lives, no pun intended, sent. Faith is the willingness to move before the map appears. Abraham left Ur, not knowing where he was going. He didn't have a GPS, he didn't have an itinerary, and he didn't have an exit ramp. He only had a word from God. And that reminds me something else about faith. Faith doesn't wait for all the facts. It just moves on conviction. Did you hear what I just said? That's so powerful. Faith doesn't wait for the facts. It moves on conviction. If you're waiting for perfect clarity, you're going to miss divine opportunities. Faith is motion before understanding. Faith doesn't make sense in the moment, but it makes history in the end. Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. Y'all ready for this? Sometimes it's harder to leave success than it is failure. What do you mean? Well, it's easy to leave failure because it's already fallen apart. Huh? It's harder to leave success. I'm talking about the church now. Us four and no more. It's harder to leave success. Why? Because success, it looks like progress. But here's the danger. Success can become your comfort zone. Failure, I'm not doing that again. Failure pushes you out. Success tempts you to stay. But it's so nice. It's working so good. Why change anything? It's true in ministry. It's true in business. Oh, you got to get this. Sometimes the greatest enemy of what's next is what's working. Sometimes the greatest enemy of what's next is what's working. We don't like change because it's working. We really don't like to think of what's next because it's working. Because if it's working, it's comfortable. But here's the danger. Comfort is one of the most subtle traps of a church. We love routines that produce results. We like the predictable. We like the measurable. And we like the proven. But comfort can be a cage to trap you when God is calling you to new horizons. Progress rarely begins in convenience. Every new level requires you to outgrow what is safe. And I'm going to say that again. Oh, we all want to go with the new level. We like that phrase, new level, new level, new level. Every new level requires you to outgrow what is safe. And here's the other thing. If you only move when things stop working, you'll spend the rest of your life reacting instead of pioneering. If you only move when things stop working. Well, I got a pretty good little business, doing a couple hundred thousand a year. I'm happy. The woman's happy. If you only move when things stop working, you'll spend the rest of your life reacting instead of pioneering. You won't develop anything new. Quiet here, but that's all right. That's why God stirs your spirit before the circumstances change. He makes you restless in the places that satisfied you. Not because he's punishing you, but because he's preparing you. He's got bigger things for you. He believes in you more than you believe in yourself. He wants you to grow more than you want to grow. He wants your finances blessed more than you want them blessed. You've got to hear me tonight because I'm giving you a word from the Holy Ghost, directly from the Holy Ghost, and I mean that with all my heart. He wants revival for this area more than all of us put together want it. He wants you blessed more than you want to be blessed. Listen to what I'm going to say. What's working isn't always worthy of your future. What's working isn't always worthy of your future. And if you stay too long in what's comfortable, you're going to miss what's calling. Don't confuse success with completion. Well, I'm successful. It's not completion. Don't confuse success with completion. Sometimes God closes a chapter not because you failed, but because that chapter served its purpose. God had to teach me. He had to teach me. And one of the biggest things he had to teach me was that he taught me that I can't cling to what he blessed yesterday and expect to see him see what he's building tomorrow. I can't live in the past. I can't live in the past stories, past anointing, past messages. I've got to grow. I've got to go. You need to, I want you to get this here now. Faith is not loyalty to what was. Faith is not loyalty to what was. Faith is obedience to what's becoming. Do you hear that? Are you still hungry? Are you still thirsty? Do you still want more? Huh? Exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think? Faith is not loyalty to what was, it is obedience to what's becoming. And Pastor Phyllis, think about all the years and all the things we've seen in the ministry, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. Think about that. And here's what I've learned. When you move with God, even motion becomes a ministry. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of God. I don't want to waste energy anymore. I don't want to waste my mind. I don't want to have a wasted conversation. I don't have time for that. I'm 64 years old. But yet I'm still prophesying my best is yet to come. Then I'm going to have to shut some things down. You understand? And I'm going to have to really, really understand how important it is to redeem time, not waste time. And follow God no matter what. And I love what he gave me. When you move with God, even motion becomes a ministry. They that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and they are the daughters of God. Faith doesn't make sense. It makes history. Put that down in your envelope. It's not given to you to make sense. It's given to you to make history. Read Hebrews 11. These all died in faith. By faith. Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, Abraham moved and built an altar. It makes history, not sense. When you walk in obedience, it rarely adds up in the moment. When you walk in obedience, it rarely adds up in the moment. But looking back, you have to realize that it was those steps that didn't make sense, but it made your story. I walked in this Yale University to speak at the World Humanitarian Economic Summit. Featured speaker. The leaders from China, Saudi Arabia, you heard me tell this story. Royal Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia come up to me and hug me. Oh, prophet, I love you. Hug me and kiss me. And I'm standing there. He said, why are you telling that tonight? Oh, I gotta tell you it. Because here's the principle. I was invited to speak at Yale. It wasn't about prestige. It was about purpose. Well, okay, Lloyd, well, what was it? It was about God taking a young boy named Lloyd who grew up in Blacks Harbor, New Brunswick. 19 children. my mother had. I'm one of 19. My dad died when I was 9 years old. Mother never remarried. Why are you telling this story about Yale? Because I'm trying to give you something here tonight. I know where I'm going here. It wasn't about prestige. It was about purpose. It was about God taking a young boy from Black's Harbor when I was in grade 8. I was voted most likely student not to succeed in life. But God did it. And Pastor Randy, Pastor Nicole, it was like God was saying to me, he was teaching me. And I just got this past week. It was like, I got it now, God. I got it. That's why I'm writing this. That's why I'm giving it to Only Believe. I got it. It was like God was saying, Lloyd, if you'll keep pushing the envelope, I'll take your obedience and turn it into opportunity. Stay hungry. Keep pushing the envelope. Leaders don't build legacy by waiting for everything to make sense. They build it by trusting and believing that what's unseen today will be undeniable tomorrow. I gotta keep believing. I gotta keep prophesying it. I gotta keep declaring it. They may think I'm a fool every time I get up here and I'm saying, we're going to see the glory of God. I've got to keep speaking it. They build it by trusting what's unseen today will be undeniable tomorrow. Logic builds comfort. Faith builds history. Are you still with me? I know you are. You're beautiful. There's another side of pushing the envelope. Generosity. God blesses a cheerful giver. Think about that. It's called generosity. Why would you say that, Lloyd? Oh, this is so important. Because the ultimate test of a great follower of Christ, one of the ultimate tests of great leadership is not how far you'll go, but how much you'll let go. God spoke to me years ago when I first started in the ministry. He said, Lloyd, if I can trust you with giving, I will trust you with gifts. It's not how far you go. It's how much you're willing to let go. Pam and I have been married almost 43 years. We've given cars away. We've given furniture away. I'm telling you, we've given hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that we could have kept for our own retirement, and kind of every so often I wish I did. We didn't give all these things because we had extra. We gave because we had faith. See, you look at your pastor. Oh my Lord, they give. They're so blessed. It's not because they have extra. Trust me on that. It's because they have faith. It's not because Pete and Phyllis had extra. It's because they had faith. Did you hear that, Phyllis? See, we can look and say, but they give so much. They must be so rich. No, it's not that. No, they're not. They never were. Well, what? It's because they got faith. I'm preaching so well tonight. Amen. Praise God, praise God. I love me tonight. I just feel it. I feel it. It's in me. I'm getting to deliver my soul to this precious church. And you're going to catch it. I know this is one of those words where you're going to look back 5 years, 10 years. I'll remember that night. We didn't give because we had extra. We gave because we had faith. And every time, God met us with something greater. It's not how far you go, it's how much you let go. Every time Pam and I gave, listen to what I'm saying, another boundary was broken inside us. Giving stretches you. It breaks the envelope of fear. It breaks the envelope of scarcity. And it breaks the envelope of control. It tells heaven, every time I give, every time you tithe and give to this church, and you need to be doing it hilariously, because God blesses a cheerful giver. Every time you give, you're telling heaven, I trust your supply chain more than I do my own. Believers who hold tightly shrink their influence. Worshippers who give freely expand their influence. Listen to what I'm saying. Now, this is what I would probably write on the envelope. You can't outgive a sender who keeps refilling the envelope. Did you hear that? You can't outgive a sender who keeps refilling your envelope. God said, give and it will be given. Give and it will be given. Give and it will be given. Wow. God builds slowly so you will last long. God builds slowly so you will last long. We live in a culture that values speed, but God values stability. It's not the quickest, it's not the fastest, it's the one that endures. Boy, I'm preaching good. We live in a culture that values speed. Oh, have you heard about that new church? They're just growing so fast. It's speed. It's the culture they're in, speed. Talk to me in 20 years. See what I'm saying? Because you can have a crowd and not have a church. And just because it's big, it could be a tumor. I make no apologies tonight. And we want to go and say, well, how is it working? How well is it working? That's the wrong question. You shouldn't ask, how well is it working? You need to be asking, who's working it? Who's building the house? Who's building it? Listen. God forms you slowly because he wants your impact to last longer than your lifetime. Amen. I'm going to say that again. God is building you and me slowly because he wants our impact to last longer than our lifetime. Everybody has a script for their life. Your script is probably your favorite scripture. My script for my life is Psalms 45 and 17. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise you forever. That's my script for life. God is building me slowly because he wants my impact to last after I'm gone. If you're in a season where you feel like nothing is happening, He's not ignoring you. He's engineering you. He's working on you. Building you greater. Making you stronger. Faith that lasts is not forged. Faith that lasts is forged, is not fabricated. Quickly assembled leaders gather attention quickly. Hello. Slowly formed leaders build authority. The waiting is not punishment. The waiting is preparation. When you push the envelope tonight, here's what's happening in the spirit realm with you and I. I feel it. We're pushing the envelope. When you push the envelope, you're changing the address of possibility. Oh, I don't know if you remember, but remember this morning I said $1 million, a million? You see, we're so almost afraid to, we've almost lost our declarations because we're afraid to be criticized. Social media will call us out because we got these spiritual Christians thinking they're better than everybody and they're just going around policing everybody. God said you need to get your victory language back. Need to get it back. You need to get spiritual, not secular. We've secularized giving. Well, if you can, it'd be nice. And God blesses givers. We're almost apologizing for what God said in His Word because we are so intimidated by secular society now. We don't want to be in the news. We don't want to. You're going to be hated for His name's sake anyway. But see, a million. What if that phrase wasn't just about money? That's why God said, Lloyd, tell them tonight. Start speaking. Tell them to start speaking out of their mouth because it's going to take them a while to learn to speak a A million. What if it meant faith? So why don't you start saying, if you want to be a millionaire, why don't you start declaring it until it doesn't sound crazy when you speak it? Why don't you start prophesying it over your business, over your life, until it sounds normal? And why don't you start saying it until it's no longer about greed, but starts being about spiritual growth? God doesn't fund dreams of convenience. He funds visions of obedience. God does not fund dreams of convenience. God's not against you having a good house and car. My motto is, Lloyd, live above your debts and below your means. That's my motto. It's the way I believe. What about not just $1 million? What about 1 million souls? Huh? How is that idea? What about 1 million souls? Okay. Start prophesying $1 million. That's great. Nothing wrong with that. God wants you out of debt. God wants you blessed. But why don't you add some more meat to the million? How about a million souls? How about a million opportunities to love God? How about a million opportunities to share the gospel in 26? How about a million opportunities to give? How about a million opportunities to prove that faith still works? So stop asking, can I afford it? Start declaring God will provide it. And when you believe, heaven is going to assemble the pieces. I'm just about done, but I want you to hear this. I had to write this down in my notes in my phone. Do you know that I read a book and it stirred me up? It was a book on the brain, neuroscience of the brain. And it stuck with me. And just in the last few days, it became real. This neuroscientist made a statement and said, every time you think a new thought, you grow a new brain cell. A neuroscientist, renowned neuroscientist said that, wrote that in his book. Every time you think a new thought, because your brain cells are always dying, they've got to be replaced. Every time you think a new thought, you grow a new brain cell. Think of that. Imagine that. And so I begin to think about it, Pastor Randy, about spiritualizing this. I thought that's so powerful. And I wrote this down. Every time you step out of your comfort zone, every time you stretch your mind, every time you challenge what you've believed before, your brain literally grows. In Romans 12:2, Paul said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then it connected this week. I thought, well, my God, Paul was ahead of science. They said every time you think a new thought, you grow a new brain cell. But I'm reading in the Word, and Paul said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He was ahead of science. And now I get it now. I get what he's saying. Transformation begins when you start thinking new thoughts. Transformation begins when you push the envelope of what's possible. And then I begin to think, well, God designed my mind to expand. He didn't design my mind to be confined. And so he wants to give me fresh ideas. Every fresh idea, every act of faith, every prayer of faith, every bold prayer. It's not just spiritual growth, it's neurological growth. Did you hear that? Keep your brain good. Keep thinking big in Jesus' name. You're wiring your brain for faith. Every time you think how good God is, how blessed you are, every time you pray for and bless the family of God at Only Believe, my God, he was in this. Whatsoever things are good, pure, virtuous, if there be any praiseworthy, any good thing of good report, think on these things. Every time you think, you're wiring your brain for faith, not fear. For courage, not comfort. For possibility, not paralysis. And so when Paul said that in Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, he wasn't speaking poetry. Listen, he was describing divine neuroscience. Transformations happen not by staying in the same thought patterns, but by thinking new ones. Huh? What are you thinking right now? We go by what are we feeling, not what we're thinking. as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Be transformed, he said, by the renewing of your mind. He wasn't being poetic. He was being prophetic. Long before there was MRIs, long before there was brain scans and synaptic studies, the Holy Scripture already revealed that transformation begins in your mind. You don't have to be bound by drugs anymore. You don't have to be bound by unforgiveness anymore. You don't have to be bound by gambling anymore. You don't have to be bound by alcohol anymore. You don't have to be bound by pornography anymore. Transformation. This is divine neuroscience that I'm talking about tonight. It doesn't get any better than this. Every time you entertain a higher thought, every time you forgive instead of hate, every time you dream instead of despair, your brain literally changes shape. You are renewing your mind and you're reshaping your future. Science calls it neuroplasticity. Heaven calls it renewing. When you think faith-filled, filling the Holy Ghost, come to the music, please. Something's stirring here. When you think faith instead of fear, hope instead of despair, when you think possibility instead of limitation, listen, when you think that way, guess what's going on up here? Oh my God. This is heavy. This is when you think this way, hope instead of despair, possibilities instead of limitation. Guess what's going on up there? Your brain is growing new pathways mentally your brain is growing new mental pathways of belief. You're literally reprogramming your mind for the miraculous. The devil doesn't have to destroy your faith. He just has to make you comfortable in it. Why? Well, because he knows comfort dulls creativity. He knows that comfort silences curiosity. Comfort stops the stretch. Faith isn't about maintenance. It's about motion. It's about movement. Jesus never called anybody to stay where they were. He said, follow me. What does that mean? Keep moving. Always be thankful, but never satisfied. The Wright brothers. Hey, Dayton. When the Wright brothers built their plane, everybody said it can't be done. They tried and it crashed. But they didn't let the limits define their outcome. They pushed the envelope of possibility. And that's what happens when you believe God for the impossible. Guess what's going on? You're pushing the envelope of your own potential. When you believe God for what's impossible, you know what you're doing to yourself? You're pushing the envelope of your own potential. You see, the kingdom of God never sits still. It's always advancing. Jesus said, he said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. In other words, what he was saying, this, here's what he was saying. It takes a holy aggression to move forward. You can't drift into destiny. You can't drift into destiny. No, you can't drift into destiny. You have to push your way forward into it. Maybe you've been afraid to step out. Start that business. Write that book. Invite that neighbor to church. Heal that relationship or speak that word. Hey, your next level, your next level is on the other side of your stretch. Your next level is on the other side of the push on the envelope. When you push the envelope, you grow new brain cells. When you push the envelope, you renew your mind. When you push the envelope, you reshape your faith. When you push the envelope, you realign your future. Faith isn't reckless, it's responsive. Well, what if it doesn't work? Well, what if it does work? Faith doesn't ignore the data, it transcends the data. Oh, I've been given up to die. Well, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Faith doesn't ignore the data. It transcends it. Boy, giving you a lot tonight. Faith will look at the facts, but when it looks at the facts and the chart, guess what it says? But God. But God. My God is able. My God will supply. My God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Every time you stretch your mind, you strengthen your spirit. Every new thought of faith is a new cell of growth. Father, I thank you for the anointing in this place tonight. Thank you for only belief. And Lord, I'm just so hungry. I'm so hungry to, I want to see your glory. I want to hear things I've never heard before. I want to see things I've never seen before. I want to do things I've never done before. I want to be thankful, but never satisfied. That's a good model right there. Always thankful. Oh, I thank you. I thank you. But I never want to be satisfied. Never satisfied. Stand to your feet. The Lord's giving you a double portion right now. You... You're obedient. I just met him. God says in 26, you're going to be stronger and more healthier than you've ever been. And you're going to walk in a double portion anointing. You believe this, right? You're a mighty man of God. And there's such a strong prophetic anointing. And you're going to speak the word and mountains are going to be removed. Oh yes. Thank you, Lord. That's what the Lord just said. You're a revivalist. Don't know if you ever knew that, but that's what the Lord just told me. You are a revivalist. You carry revival. So you need to be healthy. Because God says, I'm taking you to new places. And I'm going to lay hands on you. I pray for that anointing that's on me will come on you. Strong prophetic to say. speak, declare, to see. Do you believe that? From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. Be healed. Oh, yes. Knees, legs, back. All these things, God. Here comes Jesus. Everything I said will come to pass. Say, I receive it. Stand up. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You know him? That's your dad?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just getting lost in it right now. Just getting lost. Is this your husband? Your friend? But you're a worshiper. That's what I see. That's what I see. See, you just worship. Oh, you know the word for you is? 26 is your year of restoration. Everything the enemy has taken. Everything. That's it. Get a little bit excited there, only believe. This is our sister getting a word from heaven. Let's get excited for these things. Let's don't just be entertained by them. Let's crusade with it. Amen? Stay up there, hon. And here's, I'm sure I've told you this before, but see, I don't have time to go and prophesy to everyone on a single basis. You know that. But if I'm saying something to her, and if you're saying, man, that's the same thing I'm going through, that's the word I need, well, claim it for you too. God's no respect for person, right? Amen? So just get excited, but we really need to kind of get excited here tonight. I know we're tired, we got to get up early, but it's the presence. See, that's why people are drawn here, the presence of God. Some people go where their preference is, but you're here where the presence is. Oh, Marabo. Come on, you need to be praying. Lift your hands and just pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Get your mind renewed all over this building. Come on, let's just get see what. Come on, just get your mind renewed right now. All that. Come on. Let the pipes get cleaned out. Let the clutter go. Come on, get renewed, transformed in your mind. In the name of Jesus, pray in the Holy Ghost to get all that doubt and all that weariness and all that fear. Just pray and. Until it's all gone. Lord, renew my mind. Renew my mind. Restore my soul. Lord, renew me in the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's go ahead. That's it. All over the building. Come on, all over the building. Be renewed for the new. Renew for the new. Renew for the new. I'm going to lay hands on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's got a beautiful spirit. I just sense that from her. Sense her. And it's like it comes from worship. That's what the Lord tells me. It comes from worship. You love God's presence. You love God's presence. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now look, as a sign that things are changing, you're going to sleep like a baby tonight. You need that. Right? But that's a sign. As a sign, because you kept the faith. You kept the faith. And because you're going to sleep like a baby tonight, tomorrow's going to be the new day, the new dawning. And things are going to be expedited. Things that you just need restored. Right? Yes. Where you were wounded, others will be healed, the Lord said. Lord said, share your story. Write it down. Write it. Write it. Write it. That's what the Lord says. Okay, here it comes. Take the glory. Take the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's sing. Come on, no, let's go. Right now. Smile when you sing it. Get your mind renewed. Get ready. You're getting drunk in the Holy Ghost right now. It's the power of God. You go to church here, right? He's a good young man. You know him? Good young man. This watch this guy. Because this guy's, he's going to be a hero. Gonna be a hero in this church too. What's your first name? Yes, the Lord said 26, you will be the role model. Kids are gonna look up to you. Baseball players, football players. They're just gonna look up. You believe that too, right? And you do want that, right? Yeah, it's gonna happen. He knows what I'm talking about because we're talking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Lord, when I lay hands on him, let everything that's out of line come in line. Everything for this good young man. You caught it tonight, and you'll never be the same. Because once you catch it, you have the discipline to do it. God's going to break debt, everything. You're all I want.
You're all we want.
You're all we want.
You're all we want.
everybody to leave your seat and hurry down here right now. Quickly, please. Quickly, please. Everybody come down here right now. Quickly, please. Let's gather. Let's gather. Let's let's gather in the Holy Ghost queue right now. Yo, that's beautiful. Bring your hunger. Bring your thirst. Whoa! Oh, what a beautiful crowd here. I just faith is motion. I must have a good mind because I'm I exercise my faith a lot. I must have a lot of brain cells growing up there. Maybe I ought to tell my wife that, remind her of that, eh? And my kids, because I'm always using my faith. Just, you know how I minister, just let me go here. Don't be impatient. We know in part and we prophesy in part. Just waiting on God. I'm just, see, motion is a ministry. Walk in the Spirit. That's what I'm doing. Just walking in the Spirit. Just waiting on Him. Do you receive that tonight? Okay, I feel you, Lord. I feel you, Lord. Brother back there, yes, come down here quickly. You go to church here, right? You are a jewel. He's a good man. Bless you and your wife in 26, greater than ever. The Lord said you've weathered storms, see? You've weathered storms. But oh boy, how glorious is it gonna be? Man. And the Lord told me to tell you, because of the heart of a servant that you and your family have, or your wife. Serve. That's what I hear. Serve. I just hear that. Serve. The Lord said it's going to be given back. It's coming back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Oh, you're feeling it right now. God's taking an affliction out of your body right now. There's been heart trouble in your family, in your side. Diabetes also on your side of the family. God's taking it and breaking anything that would try to come on your body. And I thank you for the financial blessings. Oh, yes. Yes. The Lord told me to tell you to keep on smiling, whoever your wife is, wherever she is, and keep celebrating, because
you're going to sleep well tonight too, and tomorrow's the beginning of a new day for you. Take the glory. There it is.
You're all I
want. You're all I want.
You're all I want.
You're all I want.
Woo! The Lord says, whatever this means, I prophesied that Lord said the flower garden will get bigger. The flower garden will get bigger. Because you're returning to Eden. The place where you walk with God. Oh, my Lord. And the Lord says, don't you ever settle. Don't you ever get comfortable. And don't you ever be intimidated. Don't you ever be intimidated by anything or anyone. God set you in this house. God set you in this house. It was a woman that found Jesus alive, not a man. God set you in this house. And the Lord says, you're going to open up your mouth and I'm going to fill it. And the Lord is, that's why the Lord told me to preach what I preach tonight. He's preparing you for 26. Preparing you for 26. Ah. Whoever Sonja or Sonia is, or Tanja, whoever she is, she's got an anointing on her, and you're going to go prophesy to her. She's got an anointing with youth or children, and you're going to prophesy. I'm telling you, I see such a revival in 26, Pastor Randy, with youth and kids. I'm telling you, and it's going to be on all your campuses. It's going to hit the campuses like, man, take that glory. Take that glory. Put your hands up. You, come here quickly. Haramashata. You're all I want. You're all I want.
All I want.
Come on, drink from the well.
Spirit,
drink from the well tonight. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, go deep here. Go deep here right now. One more time, one more time.
Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want.
Oh, people are being healed right now.
You're all we want.
There's miracles taking place. Businessmen right now that God's got angels dispatched right now. They're getting new contracts for you. I'm telling you, I feel this. You got to stay hungry. You got to stay creative. You got to keep those Holy Ghost juices flowing. You're supposed to be a billionaire. Pay this church off.
Pay it off.
Already paid off? Wow. I paid off? Well, I missed that prophecy. The glory's on you, young lady. You're going to bring forth miracles. There's miracles coming out of your spirit. Miracles. Just miracles. You're all I want. You're all I want. Whoa, 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 whoa. The Lord said there's another Sarah. Who's Sarah? Get your hands up. Come over here. Hands on her. Because you've got healing for damaged emotions. You've got healing. That's what she's got. That's it. That's it. That's beautiful. See, you're operating in your gift right now. Operating in your gift. There's a miracle happening in that lady right now. Shut up, oh, shut up, abasata. Oh, see? Come on, you know, this is your calling. That's your gifting. There's glory at Only Believe tonight. Holy. Drink it up. Drink it up. Lift your hands. God gives you a double portion. Double portion. You're gonna, it's done, sweetheart. It's done. Oh, you're gonna be, you carry a peace on you. You know her? She carries a peace. You carry a peace. Carry peace. You're a peacemaker. You're a peace giver. But God wants you to know that there are six angels that go with you everywhere. I see them. So you're always going to be protected. No harm will ever come upon you. You're always going to be protected. When you drive down the highway, you're going to be protected. Yes. They're big white angels. They're just big, tall, white angels. You like the color white, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Like the color white, the Lord says.
Yes.
Well, they're just big white angels. Rest easy now. Because things are going to expand. Do you understand that? Take the glory. There it is, in the name of Jesus. You're all I want. You're all I want. Take it right now. God says you're a man of God. You're a man of God. Stable, dependable. You've been faithful in the little things, God, so I'm going to make you a ruler of much. You've been an armor bearer. That's what the Lord says. Promotion cometh from God. And the Lord told me to tell you, wherever you live, the Lord says there's great things that are going to happen. Expansion. Remember that word, expansion. Wow. I see the sun shining on mountains. That's what I see. I see the sun shining on mountains. And the Lord says, you got to stay healthy too. Kind of discipline yourself there. This message was for you tonight, too. Yes, Lord. There's fresh growth coming on the trees. There's fresh growth coming on the trees. And the Lord says there's new growth coming to the leaf. The leaf or the leaves. That's all I'm getting. That's all I'm hearing. Drive up and you'll see the leaf. There's a fresh wave of glory coming there. A fresh wave of glory. Wow. Wherever the mountains are, tell them 26 is the greatest year of revival that they'll ever have. A boldness, because you hear from God, but you're kind of hesitant. Yes, the Lord says, I'm giving you a fresh anointing on your preaching or teaching or something like that. That's what the Lord said. I'm putting a fresh double portion on you. And the Lord says that I'm going to give you revelation on the Holy Spirit. And just like Peter, while he spoke the word, the Holy Ghost will fall on all who hears the word. But the Lord says, don't be backwards about it. Don't be backwards about it. Yes. And the Lord says, tell your apostle, whoever your apostle, I've never prophesied like this before, but I'm going to say it. The Lord says, tell your apostle. That he is an apostle. Tell him I'm adding years to his life now. Tell him I'm adding years to his life. Because I ain't done with him. His most fruitful, productive years are ahead. But he's going to raise up more sons and daughters. That's it. That's the word of the Lord. Get your hands up in the air. your hands up. Go deep in the Holy Spirit. Go deep in the Holy Spirit. Want the glory. You need this. This is preparation. This is preparation for the new thing. Come on. You need this tonight. I hear you, God. I feel you, God. I sense you, God. I want you, God.
You're worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things. To you are all things. You deserve the glory.
The Shekinah glory is here tonight. We're never going to be the same. We're never going to be the same. Sing it again to only Him. Yes, you are. For from you all things.
To you all things. You deserve
healed in the name of Jesus. Be 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 healed in the name of Jesus. Every disease, every sickness, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. 1 million miracles. 1 million miracles. 1 million miracles. 1 million miracles. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million. That's what the Lord says. You're worthy of it all.
You're worthy of it all.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible.
One more time.
You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things.
To you are all things. For from you are all things. And to you are all things.
For from you.
You deserve the glory.
Jesus, I don't know what to do right now. I'm going to drive demons out of Kenton, the Lord says. I'm going to drive demons out of Kenton. Kenton, isn't that it? Kenton. I'm going to drive demons out of there, the Lord says. I'm going to save so many families. I see children just going to be worshiping, just lifting up Jesus. I see this youth group here leaping to 500. I'm telling you, there's something special. There's a special anointing on the youth of this church right here. Stay with Jesus, young men, young ladies. Wow. Come here there with the shirt. Yes, 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 you. Hallelujah. What's your name, son?
Caden.
Put your hands up. You're a man of God, Caden. You're a man of God. You're worthy of it all. You know, this young man's got the call of God in his life. I'm telling you right now. He's got the call of God. I don't go around calling people to the ministry, but you're called of God. You are called of God. And I'm going to release that mantle on you tonight. Is that all right?
Yeah, amen.
He's got the call of God life. He's a leader. Whew. He's going to do exploits. I'm just so touched right now. The Lord says, when you speak, people listen. You're going to raise up a tribe here. A tribe of warriors. Lord, when I lay hands on him, let him feel every emotion of the anointing. Let him feel it in his hands, his feet, his spirit, his chest. His chest, God. Just let him feel such a surge of the anointing that it will be like Jeremiah said. It was like fire shut up in my bones. Oh, Rabo Shanda. Jesus.
You deserve the glory.
Haramasha.
You're worthy of it all.
healed right now. It's done. And the Lord says, thank you. Thank you. More time. God loves you. God loves the way you worship. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Yes. You're going to sleep good tonight. And when you wake up tomorrow, you wake up to a new day. And you will have a holy aggression in your spirit. It will be a holy aggression. It won't be lazy. It won't be comfortable. It will be a holy. Every business owner, you're going to feel that holy aggression to expand your business. Get comfortable. There's people in here that's going to buy in 26. You'll be buying companies. You don't retire, you refire. Get out of your comfort. Get out of your comfort. Stir yourself. Stir up that gifting that's alive within you. Success is not progress. Success is a place. Progress is motion. Amen. I'm going to ask you to be generous tonight. That's all I should have to say. After this anointing and glories. You should feel like pushing the envelope and get given. You said, well, do you have needs? Well, yeah. Got to take care of my wife. Got to pay my bills. But this is how I operate as a ministry. You got dreams? I've got dreams. I got dreams of having a big podcast place. I live in an 1,800 square foot home. I need a bigger building, not a bigger house. I'm fine with it. Well, we need a bigger house. But I don't like podcasting out of my house and stuff like that. And I got books to write. And here's the other thing. About 6 months ago, the Lord said, slow down your traveling. Because you're getting in a rut. You're preaching the same sermons. You're gone every week. There's no freshness to you. I said, yeah, but Lord, this is how I have income. He said, it's your choice. It's your choice. You want to wear yourself out and travel in this place this week, next week. You're going to get in a rut. You're going to get stale, and you're going to get very comfortable in your canned sermons, in your canned phrases. But you won't hear from me. That really hit me. So I have slowed down. I won't be gone every week. because I can't hear from him like that. And I'm very careful where I go because I'm not going to be an entertainer. I won't prostitute the anointing, I can tell you that. This is sacred. I've done this for 43 years. I'm protecting this call. I don't care what it costs me. I've been offering money, my God. You ain't buying me. I practice what I preach, live what I believe. But I want you to understand this tonight. Something happened this morning, and I told you it would happen tonight, and it has. And you know it has. Is that right, Pastor Randy, Pastor Phyllis, Pastor Nicole? I mean, you know what I've been going here. I don't know what. I'm just taking it by faith that I'm hearing from God. But the Bible says, the Bible says about having a prophet in your life. You don't need prophets. That messes things up. You know, maybe two or three at the most. But once you start getting up into four or five, you're going to go from prophets to problems. Because not all of them are going to hear the same word, right? Huh? One's going to say go and the other's going to say stay. And you know. But there are churches that I do go to every year that I'm a prophet for that place. And I take it very serious and sacred. And all I want to do is propel alongside of that pastor and just help them grow. Right? But I guess I'll just ask you to pray with me because I feel the Lord expanding me in 26. And I want you to pray for me, okay? Just pray for me. And because I've got a vision for the marketplace. You know, Jesus ministered in the temple and then the marketplace. Huh? And the Lord's really put that in me because he said, Lord, I can trust you. And people will receive you. And I'm not going to share everything right now because I'm just in the midst of feeling some things and sensing. But it costs money. It costs a lot of money. And if the Bible says you give to a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. What's the prophet's reward? Well, it says that if you obey the word of the prophet, you'll prosper. That's the reward a real prophet carries. And he doesn't carry it to manipulate. He doesn't carry it to... I probably should have done things a lot different. I would have been a lot more blessed. But that's just who I am. I know where I came from. Nobody's going to use me, and I'm just not going to play those games. I come from a family of 19 kids. No indoor plumbing or running water to 1976. See, I know where I came from, and I can't get off. This is good ground. My wife and I are good ground. We're good soil. 42 years of marriage, 5 grandchildren. We live this thing, man. But I'm believing. You say, well, what do you believe? $1 million miracle, hopefully in 26. Thank you. That was a strong, good amen, my friend. Because, see, I'm not even set for retirement. But I'm not going to retire. But at the same time, you need some stuff in the coffers, you know. So I'm going to ask you to give tonight. And I'm going to turn this to whoever wants to come and take this gigantic offering. Whoever's got the faith, get the trash cans. And make sure, listen, if you haven't, you can go on You can find me on Substack. I do a free weekly devotional. Okay? Two good people paid the year fee. They know who they are. But nobody else paid. It's only, I don't know, $200 or $300 a year. But I do a free weekly devotion. You can go to LloydBuster.com and fill out your name and address. You'll get it free every Monday morning. I don't think you're going to get one this Monday because I'm up here. And I forgot to do it, you know. But how many will believe with me for a $1 million miracle? Hey, come on, I want you to pray that on me. I ministered to you. Why don't you minister to me now? Amen? Amen? Write a miracle check out of your business, whatever it is. If God says 500,000, do it. I love you all, and I love you, and I love you, and I love this church. God bless you. Finish her up there, brother.
All right, come on. You can go back to your seats real quick. Praise the Lord. Come on, bring those buckets down here, and I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now, and I thank you. Thank you for what you've done tonight in this place and people's lives. I thank you for the healings, Lord God. I thank you for the words, Jesus. I thank you for the prophecies. God, I thank you that by faith we will push the envelope, God, not just now, but in 2026. Father, I thank you, Father, for these words that, Lord God, they will just ingrain themselves, these seeds in our spirit, Lord God. And they will grow, Lord Jesus, and we will see fruit from them and from these words and from these prophecies, Lord God, that the prophets speak tonight. And God, I thank you that we sow a seed into good ground, Lord God. And Father, we will receive the prophet's reward for it. My God, I thank you for that blessing in the name of Jesus as we sow this seed by faith and push that envelope even in our giving. We thank you for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, stand to your feet and give. Father, hallelujah to Brother Lloyd Bustard. And then you are dismissed, and we will see you Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Hallelujah. Nikki.